Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM.
The people you know.
The voices you trust.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Chris Edens. This truly is the calm before the storm. Forecasters say Southern California is about to get inundated with rain, a lot of it, which could lead to all kinds of problems, from cars stacked up on freeways to boulders rolling off our hillsides. We've got in-depth team coverage. Let's begin in the San Gabriel Valley with our John Baird.
Forecasters say this could get ugly depending on the rainfall rate. We're supposed to get up to an inch an hour during the peak of the storm.
So typically we usually see about a quarter to half an inch per hour. So this is pretty intense.
And it could make driving pretty intense. CHP officer Roberto Gomez says drivers could find themselves spinning out or losing control in a big puddle. It's already happening.
And they're crashing into walls, embankments, guardrails.
And up here at the base of the mountain, there's concern about rocks and trees and mud and debris being swept down the mountain and into homes. The city of Duarte will enact a yellow alert from 6 p.m. tonight through 6 a.m. Friday for those living near the fish fire burn zone. A lot of rain is on the way.
It has to be a pretty nice rainfall for it to bring down some of the, some of the mud.
It's happened before, but an L.A. County Public Works official tells KNX they believe they're prepared to weather the storm.
So all of that work was done well in advance, and all of the facilities are ready for the storm.
But downed trees and power lines could be a big problem and a dangerous one, especially the power lines, live power lines. You don't want to go near them. L.A. County Fire Captain Sheila Kelleher-Burkle.
Those power lines are some of the most scary things that you can come across because a lot of times you can't see it.
Steer clear if you do see it. Stay away from the L.A. River and other flood control channels and avoid driving through big puddles. And better yet, just stay home if you can. Chris?
So what can we expect with the brunt of this storm heading our way? Here's meteorologist Scott Larimore.
Big storm system taking aim at the central and northern coast of California, but we're going to feel it too here in Southern California with 2-inch rains Thursday morning and a flood watch that kicks in tonight all day Thursday. Talking the potential for flash flooding and debris flows even outside of burn scar areas. So remember, ready, set, go. Be prepared to evacuate if orders are issued. This is pre-dawn tomorrow morning, and that's a terrible time, but tough weather overnight tonight into early Thursday morning. We get a break Friday, Saturday, then another round of heavy flooding rain Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, early next week. With a parade of Pacific storms. We're in the low 60s this afternoon. The rain sets in tonight. Heaviest rain after midnight tonight. And 2-inch rainfall totals early Thursday morning. Flood watch. I'm meteorologist Scott Larimore, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Long and busy stretch of Laurel Canyon Boulevard. Well, it just reopened to traffic. It was closed for about 3 hours this morning because of the storm that's headed our way. Let's go live to the scene now in our Craig Figner.
Yeah, the closure started at 8 o'clock this morning. The Laurel Canyon Boulevard closure started at Hollywood Boulevard if you were south here, and then on the north side, Mulholland. And that is because at Lookout Mountain, the L.A. Department of Transportation put up what is now 15 pieces of K-rail, each one 7,000 pounds, all of them in place just along Lookout Mountain here where you turn on to Laurel Canyon Boulevard, because that steep exposed hillside could come crashing down, at least part of it, if it's saturated by this storm. It has happened before in previous storms. It's been about a decade now. I talked with Jess, who lives up on Marywood. That's one of the streets that leads up to these homes that are just above, and they're just on the edge of this exposed hillside. She's been worried about it for some time now.
Last year we had a bunch of rain, but it came down a little bit, and now it's ready to go, I think.
You're that street right there, that little thin road?
Yeah, we're concerned. We're really concerned. It was apparently back in the 20s, it was considered a city road, and there was some work that needed to be done, but no action was taken. So it's been sitting like this ever since. I don't know if you saw down this side, but there's a stone wall that's coming down too. Like, it's going to roll on, like, that's going to fall apart and come onto Lookout. Like, people are going to get hurt.
So she's worried about a lot of stuff in this very particular area here along Laurel Canyon Boulevard, and so is the city of Los Angeles. And we're keeping watch and will be through this storm on one of on this area. It could be one of the trouble spots in this storm. Again, Laurel Canyon Boulevard is reopened after this three-hour closure this morning. And Chris, I just want to point out the rain. It's not heavy rain right now. It's not moderate rain. It's something in between, but it's been like this for, I'd say, 2 hours now.
Yeah. Okay, Craig, thank you so much. As this next storm system moves through, our Margaret Carrero tells us, not all of the rainwater will end up in the ocean.
Since October of 2022, LA County Public Works has been able to capture 7.4 billion gallons of rainwater in its system.
So that's the reservoirs in the mountains and foothills. It's the channels and the spreading grounds that are operated by Los Angeles County.
County Public Works spokesperson Kerjan Lee.
That's enough water to supply about 180,000 residents of LA County for a year.
He says they're also investing in their reservoirs to increase the capacity behind dams. The LADWP, in collaboration with the LA County Flood Control District, has completed a project at the Tujunga Spreading Grounds. Terrence McCarthy is the DWP's manager of water resources policy.
That really did a lot for us by deepening the basins at the Tujunga Spreading Grounds to double the capacity as to how much we could take in and infiltrate into the Tujunga Basin.
The LADWP also offers rebates for rain barrels and cisterns or tanks. That way, customers can capture their own rainwater for future irrigation use. Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This incoming storm is renewing concern about more erosion of oceanside cliffs up and down our coastline. One man tells CBS San Diego he's already seen damage to the Sunset Cliffs area after recent storms.
There's a couple of ledges I noticed where it can washed out and the cliff is about like literally to fall off.
A local engineer says crews are on standby to shore up the cliffs.
When we're in construction, we also spend a significant amount of time preparing for these storms and ensuring all the drainage systems are functioning correctly.
Lifeguards are warning people to be careful going near the edge of cliffs as the ground gets soaked by this series of storms we're seeing.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.